Your reasons for listening to the show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people. Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
Welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hope you guys have had a great day and a great week as well. Go to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Tuttle. Make sure you subscribe and hit that bell button, because when you hit that bell button, you're going to get alerted to any time I go live or put up any brand new content. I promise you, I'm setting a date for myself. The return of the Tuttle Daily Podcast live stream will be coming this Monday. You guys got to understand that I have just, it has been a hell of a week. It's been over a week. And when I by hell of a week, I don't mean a good week. It's been a hell week. I have just been running nonstop. The insomnia has been absolutely horrible. And a lot of you guys are probably like, yeah, you know, Tuttle, we all have to go through this. We all have to go through this. Yeah, I agree. It's the one thing that we all have in common, that we're all going to die, no matter our race, religion, creed, sexual orientation. Hell, even animals, everything's going to die on this planet. So I don't want anybody to think like, oh, I want you to feel bad for me. No, I'm talking about this because I want you guys to be prepared. Because I really all do think we take time for granted. We all know that it's going to happen, but you're never, ever, ever prepared, people. And I know a lot of you guys have gone through it, but I've never really, really had loss like losing my dad. One of the hardest things I think about it being so fresh, and somebody that's been helping me out a lot is Daniel Dennis. Daniel Dennis from Tom and Dan. You know, I was working with him at Real Radio when his dad passed away, went to the service, and you can see, because I know Daniel very, very well, you can see that they're grieving, you can tell that they're hurting, but you just do not know the full effects of it until it happens to you. I think the toughest thing, and Daniel said this, it's gonna get better. It's gonna get better. I hope it does. Because one of the things that I have noticed the most about it being so fresh, and I don't want you guys to think that I'm wanting to forget my pops. No, I'm always gonna remember my dad. But right now, I get those brief moments of relief. You know, how I told you guys that I have been keeping myself busy, which has really, really caused me the insomnia right now. Because nights are the worst. Because that's when you get in your head. Now, I know a lot of people have different ways of dealing with things. But you guys have also got to understand, at the end of 2019, I was so drugged up on the psychotropic mood stabilizing drugs for my bipolar, manic depressive, OCD, ADHD, everything that you can think of. I was on all those pills, tried to kill myself at the end of 2019, and I ended up deciding I'm getting off of all the meds. Stop drinking. See, that's the other thing that's been really, really hard. Back in the day, whenever I had a hard time going to sleep, I would drink myself to sleep. I would. I know that you do not get good rest whenever you drink yourself to sleep. A lot of people think you do, but no, you get horrible, horrible sleep when you drink yourself to sleep. And you also got to realize this is the first time that I'm really ever having to deal with something after I got off of all the meds. If you don't know what those meds do to you, they don't let you get too high. They don't let you get too low. They keep you right in the middle, almost like a zombie. You don't get to experience true happiness, but you also don't have to deal with the depression of every single day life. You still get a little depressed, but it does help. You think it helps. It doesn't. because you're not dealing with your issues. You're not dealing with your problems. So this is the first time that I'm having to like deal with stuff, being sober, being off of all the mood stabilizing drugs. And it's been tough because I get in my head at night. Why I can't sleep? Why I stay busy? But back to what I was saying, you get those brief moments of relief because you stay so busy. You don't forget. You just forget that your dad is dead. And it's the little bitty things that will randomly remind you of your lost loved one. And it's like losing them all over again. Like 8 times a day, I'm losing my dad. I was driving home from running some errands, and I'll think about, I'll let you know on this, and I don't even know, I'm probably going to bawl when I talk about this. I was driving home the other night, and I was like, oh man, I need to stop at the store to get my dad some of his grizzly snuff. My dad dipped smokeless tobacco. And then I remembered he's not around anymore. So yeah, that's what it's like. I don't want you guys to think, oh, I'm wanting to forget him. No. It's just so fresh that you forget that your dad's not around anymore. But I did get some good news yesterday, people. I told you on yesterday's podcast that I was at Orlando Regional Medical Center. And my mom had to get some tests done, get a consultation, because she has cancer again, and we were worried. So they gave her a PET scan. If you don't know what a PET scan is, I talked about it a little bit yesterday. They make you drink this chalky white substance. Yeah, I know, guys, but trust me, I told a really bad joke when my mom got in the truck after her test, but we got really, really good news. We got great news. It is localized. It has not spread to anywhere in the rest of her body. So hopefully they'll be able to get it all out during the surgery, but she's still going to have to go through a little bit of radiation. But it was nice to get a little bit of good news. So now back to the white chalky substance. You know, because this is in my mom's neck, right around the jawline, they wanted her to do a swallow test. Yeah, I know. I'm sure you already know where this joke is going. But yeah, she got in the car. She was like, yeah, they made me do the swallow test. They gave me this white chalky substance. They made me chew a graham cracker and swallow it. They made me, sorry, I'm sniffing right now because I kind of cried and bitched out there a little bit. But they also like made her like swallow this big, humongous pill. And my mom was like, well, how'd you do on the swallow test? Because I was kind of setting her up on the joke. And she was like, yo, yeah, they said I passed with flying colors. And I was like, yep. That's why you were with dad. That's how you landed dad. Come on, guys. I know that it's a horrible joke, but it made her laugh. See, that's the thing about comedy. I know that this is very sensitive times, but man, if you're not laughing, you're crying. Seriously. I mean, I don't think that was a bad joke. It made her laugh. And I know a lot of people are like, oh, Toto, you shouldn't be that way. You shouldn't make those type of jokes. You know what? Things are so fucked up right now in my life. If I'm not going to laugh at it, man, I don't even know where I would be right now. And that's not even including all the other drama and fucked up shit that's happened to me behind the scenes. Well, you know what? I'm not even going to get into those. I'm just not going to get into it. Because right now, there are some other things, like taking care of all this stuff with my dad and helping my mom out. That's the other thing, guys. I know nobody wants to talk about it. Nobody wants to talk about it at all. But what I'm trying to tell you, it's something that you need to do is get a will. Make somebody in your family the power of attorney. Because right now, that's a lot of the other stuff I'm having to do. Like, they never had a will. Never had a power of attorney type stuff. And this is all the other stuff that I'm having to deal with at the moment. And that's not even including finding out. Like, I don't even know right now. I haven't even been told what the cause of death is yet for Pops. You know, like I had explained to you guys about all the other things, and nobody has ever told us exactly what happened. Why did he go so downhill all of a sudden? And I've told you, and I've talked about the theories, the low blood sugar, getting the Moderna shot. I want to know. I don't want you guys to think like, oh, I'm looking for a payday. I'm looking for a frivolous lawsuit. No, I want my dad back. Matter of fact, I would give you all my possessions, which is not very much, just to have him back right now. I really don't give a fuck about the money, but goddamn, man, if somebody messed up due to negligence, I want him to pay for it. I'm sorry, because I don't want this to happen to any other family. Somebody like me, when this all could have been prevented, because nobody's told us anything. These doctors, that's the other thing. I will never, ever go to another hospital that is owned by a religious organization. I'm just not going to do it. Because I told you guys this the other day. Well, not the other day. See, all my days have been blending together. It's the lack of sleep and just doing the same mundane task every single goddamn day. But my mom was going through a hard time when my dad, about halfway through, my dad was still a little coherent. He would have his spots. And my mom, I could tell she was having it. She was having a panic attack. She was having a breakdown. And I asked one of the nurses, I asked the doctor, hey, do you guys have any psychiatrists, therapists, or anything in here that my mom might be able to talk to? And you know what their answer was? Oh, we'll go get the chaplain. And I said, nah, we're good. Don't need to speak to some goddamn religious guy right now, because my mom actually needs some help. I need help. You know, I don't want people to see. Whenever Bubba called in, Bubba called me, and I was on his show. I was talking about that. I was worried that people thought I was going to be a sociopath. That I was a sociopath because I was showing no emotion. I really was not showing any emotion. You want to know why? Because I'm being strong for my mom. That's the way that my dad would want me to be. Even though I'm not even close to half of the man's man, real man, tough guy, that my dad was in his heyday. But I every time that I get emotional, guess what? I go outside, say, hey, mom, I'm going to work out, and I'll do my crying out there, but I don't do it in front of her. I don't want to show any weakness because she's having a really, really hard time. You guys got to realize 48 years of marriage, 48 years of marriage. I thought I was going to be able to get there. I only got the 9 years. Makes me feel like a complete failure. And that's the other thing that really, really like is bothering me a lot too. Never was able to make my dad a grandfather. You know, I wanted kids. My ex did not want kids. Now, and well, all of a sudden, I think she does now, which is a big, like, fuck me. But I was not able to make him a grandfather. And you guys have also got to understand is that I am the last chance to be able to carry on the Fowler name out of all the brothers, my Uncle Harold, my Uncle Rick, and my dad. I'm the only male. I think my cousin, Rick, I think he's had all girls. So if it's not me spitting out a baby boy, I don't know where the Fowler name is going to go. And I know that's very meaningful. Maybe that's a guy thing to be able to carry on the name. Like, yes, you got my last name. Move forward into the future and spread your seed. But it's just one of those little disappointing things. Here, I'll give you another example. TV shows that me and my dad used to watch. One of our favorite shows we watched all the time, Yellowstone with Kevin Costner. I don't know if the new season's going to be coming out. I don't know if COVID has delayed that or not. But I thought about that because we also used to watch Below Zero because he loved that one. You know, those idiots that live up in Alaska off the grid. Dad loved that show. I used to watch it with him all the time. There was also another show, Major League Fishing. My dad, Saturday, 2 p.m., 2 to 4, I would always make sure that Major League Fishing was taped. Went through the DVR the other day and Yeah, they're all there. But it made me think. I was like, I'm not, just like with the Florida football games. The Florida football games, like that's why I wanted to do what I want to do, because I could look at the field and be like, there's Dad. Because while I was working in Tampa, I would come home every single weekend during college football season to watch the Gators play. I'm sorry that I'm going on this rant, but, you know, I'm working on this tribute show little piece by piece. It might take a little while for me to be able to get that show up for you guys to be able to hear, because it's a little too fresh. It's just too fresh, people. And I don't want you guys to think I'm being a bitch, but I'm just talking about this. I'm talking about this just like I talked about my attempted suicide. People always ask me, why did you go in and talk about it that day? Well, I've always lived my personal life as an open book on the air or any of the content that I do, especially with this podcast, because that is how you make a connection with your audience. They get to know you. They get to see your ups. They get to hear your downs. And people form a bond. They form a connection because they actually care about you, because you're open. You're honest. You do not lie to your audience. And it'll grow because the audience can tell that. And then people said, hey, why did you talk about your attempted suicide an hour, hour and a half after it happened on the Bubble of Love Sponge show? And you want to know why? Number one, I wanted to hold myself accountable. I wanted to hold myself accountable because I was afraid that I might try to do it again. And number two, one of the thoughts that came in my head, you're on a fucking nationally syndicated radio show that gets heard by millions of people every single day. Maybe just one person is going through what you're going through right now, and you might be able to help them out. So I've always told you, I like to do fun shows. I like to entertain. I like to help people get their minds off of their problems. That's why I'm talking about this right now. I know it's not fun. I know it's not hilarious. I know it's not entertaining. But the reason I'm talking about it is, maybe somebody else out there is going through this. Maybe my words, my opinions, me sharing my story might be able to help out somebody right now that is grieving, or somebody in the future that might be able to have to grieve. Because we always think we have more time. We don't. You're not guaranteed tomorrow. You never are guaranteed tomorrow. Could you imagine if we were human beings and we got to live forever? Do you realize how much far behind we would be as a society, as the human race? None of this shit would have gotten done. Nobody would have pushed themselves. No, because guess what? People could just pit it off till tomorrow. Pit it off till tomorrow, because guess what? I have eternity. I'm going to live forever. You want to know why people get shit done? Because you don't have tomorrow. Tomorrow is not guaranteed. So what I'm trying to say is just spend as much time as you can with your loved ones. Don't argue about the bullshit. You don't have to win fights every single time, because one of the worst things you're going to have, and even though you may not have them, you're going to feel regret. And regret, that shit will eat you up. Gonna take a quick break. Be back in a few minutes. I'm gonna get into the show. You are listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
Great news, folks. You now have the chance to see the face in front of that sexy voice. Right you are, sir. The Tuttle Daily Podcast streams Monday to Friday on YouTube. Anything can happen at the Hobo Fish Camp.
Oh,
okay.
Oh,
okay, sir. That's enough. Okay, so go to youtube.com/Tuttle. Don't forget to subscribe and hit that bell button so you're notified anytime Tuttle goes live. Good job, sir. Questions? Comments? Concerns? Compliments? Or do you just want to tell Tuttle to fuck off? In any event, contact Tuttle. Tuttle@gmail.com.
It's Tuttle with two Ds, dumbass.
Welcome back to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Make sure you go to my website, Tuttle.net. You know, I don't like plugging a lot of my stuff on this show because, you know, you don't want a lot of promoting on a podcast. So go to Tuttle.net. You'll be able to find any place that you'll be able to find me online, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Reddit. Yes, I got a Reddit page. You guys can go there and talk all the shit you want to me about me. Call me a bitch for crying in the first segment there. You can easily go to my Reddit page. Just search The Tuttle Daily Podcast. I do not censor anybody unless it is racial or racist stuff or homophobic stuff. That's the only stuff that I do not want on that page. So go to Tuttle.net to find me every single place online. One of the things that I did yesterday after my mom got done with all of her swallow tests, I bought her some more stuff to swallow. And if you got, I know that sounds weird. God damn it. That's going to be taken out of context. But what I'm trying to say is if you're ever in Orlando around Highway 50 and 436, make sure you go to Hot Dog Heaven. You know, I really never was a big hot dog fan until I went to Chicago. The first time I ever flew people, was going to Chicago when I worked for the Monsters in the Morning at Real Radio 104.1. Might have been like 2001, 2002. We went to Chicago. This is during the XFL. Orlando had an XFL team. And we ended up going to Chicago because the Orlando Rage was playing. I forget what the name of the Chicago XFL team was. Anyways, we flew on a private jet, which I got to tell you, at the time, was probably a really, really old jet because I think Vince McMahon and them might have been like, you know, kind of being a tightwad when it comes to expenses because this plane, it was one of those ones. It doesn't even have the engines on the wings. It's in the back. We had to board the plane in the ass end. Like, I've never boarded a plane in the ass. Another thing that's going to get taken out of context. But, yeah, so we flew with the team, all the staff, and it was, at the time, I think 8 or 9 people. And you got to realize, this was a big deal because I was still only an intern at the time, but I got to go to Chicago. So I went to Chicago, and we went up there. We toured all the places. We went all to the usual Sears Tower, the Navy Pier, just did as much sightseeing stuff as we could. And then we went to the Fields Museum, and they had one of the hot dog carts outside of the Fields Museum. And then across the street was Soldier Field, where we were going to be. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to try one of these Chicago-style hot dogs. And I became addicted to those. And if you've never had a Chicago-style hot dog, you need to go to Hot Dog Heaven in Orlando. And I know a lot of you guys are like, well, it's Orlando. How could it be a Chicago-style? No, I swear to God, they nail it. They nail it. They absolutely nailed it. I took my mom to Hot Dog Heaven. And if you don't know what's on a Chicago-style hot dog, it is a poppy seed bun, hot dog bun. You got the hot dog. You got the neon relish. You got tomatoes, onions. A whole pickle, not a whole pickle, but like a spear of pickle or a slice of a pickle, and then jalapeno peppers on it. Now, if I just eat a hot dog, now, I know Bubba's going to hate this because Bubba loves sponge, absolutely hates mustard. Do not know why, just despises it. It makes him sick to his stomach just being around it, and he would fire you. He would fire you if you brought mustard into the studio. He really, really would. But the only way to eat, if you just get a hot dog and somebody gives you a hot dog and there's nothing on it and you only have ketchup or mustard, the only way to eat a hot dog is with mustard on it. I'm sorry. That might be a bad take, but that's the way that I eat my hot dogs. But the Chicago-style hot dogs are absolutely amazing. And while I'm on it, we also got to try the Chicago-style deep dish pizza. And I know this is going to be another, like, don't debate me type thing, but don't debate me on this. Chicago-style pizza, deep dish, that's not pizza. That is lasagna. That is bread. That's bread because it's too thick, and it's just got sauce and all that other stuff on it. Because that is not pizza, and I kind of hated it. I hated Chicago-style pizza. But the Chicago-style hot dogs, if you're from Chicago and you're in the Orlando area, look up Hot Dog Heaven. It is right there at 50 and 436. And my mom absolutely loved it. I can't even, but I thought the place was going to get torn down because they were doing that big overpass right there. So if you get a chance, Hot Dog Heaven in Orlando. First story I'm going to get into, well, it's not even really a story. I found this on World Star Hip Hop, but you know how when these big stories happen and then all of the reporters and stuff are standing in the back of the police station or the wherever before they take them to the county jail, and they call it a perp walk. They call it a perp walk. Bubba's talked about the perp walk before. You know, back whenever the hog trial happened and they were getting released after they were bonded out. Well, technically, that's not a perp walk. They were already out. But Bubba was talking about how Hogan told him, he's like, yo, hey, brother, need to do some push-ups so you're pizzumped before you go out. You want to get the chest and the arms looking good before you go talk to the cameras. Well, I'm sure that was a pretty good perp walk. I'm sure the reporters were out there. But I got to tell you, I think I maybe found one of the greatest perp walks of all time because these two African-American gentlemen, one of them stole a fire truck. I don't know if it was an actual fire truck or it was one of those like trucks that you drive around because they always have that lead car that's got that is a fire truck. It is a fire truck, but it doesn't have water on it. The guy stole that and went on a high-speed chase and the cops finally caught him. But I swear to God, this is the funniest fucking perp walk audio that I have ever heard.
Hello, my name is Jeff McCann. I'm running from Mobile, Alabama, baby.
So I can't figure out if this guy is actually crazy or is he kind of like, because I would do this, even though I don't have the balls, my worst fear is going to jail. It is, because I really do think people take their freedom for granted. And by just freedom, just being able to roam anywhere you want to. I'm not talking about your Second Amendment, First, any of those amendments. I'm just talking about being able to go wherever you want to. People take that shit for granted because there have been two times in my life where, one, I did go to jail. I was caught driving on a suspended license because I didn't know my license was suspended because of E-Pass, and I wasn't getting the notifications because I had moved houses. Look, I know that it was on me. It was my bad. But I got pulled over because my tag light was out. Not both of them, just one of the tag lights was out. And I got pulled over by the Highway Patrol, Florida Highway Patrol. And they took my ass to jail. And I was in there for 3 days because I told them I was on the mood stabilizing drugs. And guess what? They put me in the psych ward. And just think about this. No matter what you say or do, how much you beg, they are not going to let you out. They're not going to let you out. And that is a very bad feeling. And the other one, the one that was worse, was the 11 days that I spent in the psych ward. So yes, jail is one of my worst fears. But I also know if I was got, like, hey, you guys got me dead to right, and I'm about to go away for a long span of time, I'm about to do some good, hard time. Yes, I'm going to, You know what? I'm going out in a blaze of glory. So this guy's either crazy or the greatest comedian of all time.
Hey, I ain't sending my makeup, I'm still going to run, man. I'm running for the mayor, I promise.
Why did you take the vehicle?
Man, if I had a woman like you, I wouldn't even take it.
Come on, just.
he's actually hitting on the reporter. Jeffrey is hitting on the reporter. And you should have looked the way you, I wish you could see this. I'm going to post this on my social media, twitter.com/Tuttle, facebook.com/Tuttle. Go to those. I will post it up there. But yeah, he looks her up and down. He starts up at the head, goes all the way down to the feet, and gets right there, stops at the breast. And he is like, all right, he's willing to risk it all to get a piece of ass right before he gets locked up for a while because this dude stole a county fire truck.
But I took it because God told me to. And guess what? God helped me do everything. I steal everything, man. I stole your heart, baby.
you want to know what's sad about this? This criminal, this career criminal, actually has more game than me. You know what type of balls it? I mean, that's a great ass line. God helps me steal everything. Just like I'm stealing your heart. Now, what if, you know, everybody loves a criminal. You know, that's the other thing. I've never understood this, but some of these women that write to these serial killers and stuff, you know, everybody, like some of these women loved Ted Bundy. Everybody some of the women loved Ted Bundy. They were like, yes, I would let Ted Bundy have sex with me in a heartbeat. Even though he may just bludgeon me with a piece of wood like he did to those chicks up at Florida State University right when he got caught. So what I'm trying to say is, what if this reporter's like, all right, I see you, Jeffrey. They start becoming pen pals. I don't know if they do conjugal visits anymore. But yeah, this reporter could get the story. She's just got to spread it, give up a little bit of ass for Jeffrey, and get the inside story here. I think it would be great. Great for sweeps weeks.
Come on, Jeffrey. Let's get in, buddy.
Tell us all though, man. I had to do it because God helped me do everything. Good and bad, man. He helped me to get away from the police.
He helped me get away from the police? You know what? You know what, Jeffrey? I might start believing in God. Because, you know what? Everybody wants to talk about how holy the now God is. Maybe God is making people do bad things. Who knows? Maybe this is just a big fuck around, big Tijuana butt fuck that God's playing on us. And you know what, Jeffrey? I think that's a great defense. God made you do it.
Watch out, steal the car, man. Did you take it?
Hey, no, I did it, man. He ain't do shit.
You know what's crazy? Is it just me or does Jeffrey sound like James Brown? James Brown, I gotta look this up. Jeffrey might be an illegitimate child of James Brown. He's like, he ain't do shit, man. He ain't do shit. You know that Jeffrey's got probably a big, big file, criminal file, and he knows he's going away. This is probably like a cousin or a brother or something, because there are two of them being walked out, but Jeffrey's the only one that's talking. The other one's keeping his mouth shut.
I did everything. Hey, look, when I get out, I'm going to steal the police car.
You got to love Jeffrey. Jeffrey is calling his shot like he's the Babe. Like Babe Ruth calling his shot, which I always thought was bullshit. I think that is a made-up story. Not seen any videos. I've not seen pictures. I really don't think Babe Ruth called his own shot. That's like one of those urban legends just to make Babe Ruth seem better than what he actually was. Babe Ruth would bat in the 100s if he had to face today's pitchers. But yeah, no, Jeffrey's calling his shot. And he's like, dude, when I get out, I'm stealing a police car. I'm going to go for the double-double. I'm getting the fire and police cars on my record. Hell, let's go for the triple crown. Steal an ambulance, steal a fire truck, steal a police car, and you win the triple crown, Jeffrey. Congrats, my man. Great for you for having goals in such bad times. Last story before I go to break. Yesterday, I talked about Florida having a bunch of invasive species. Because I got on that topic because of the guy that was claiming stand your ground after he killed an iguana down in South Florida. And people are like, oh, iguanas, yeah, they're in Florida. No, they're not supposed to be in Florida. So they're an invasive species. You're allowed to kill them humanely. You're allowed to eat them. I played you the audio on how to prepare them. It actually sounds like a really, really good meat. And I'm telling you, next time I'm down in South Florida, I am going to try some iguana. I'm going to do it. But I also talked about the great python hunt that they've been having every single year. Our asshole governor, Ron DeSantis, went down there for a big photo op because, you know, he says he cares about the Everglades. He cares about our waterway, our water basin down there. Do you realize, like, the Everglades is one of the most unique places that you're not going to find anywhere else in the United States of America? It's one of the most unique, like, ecosystems that we have here in our country. But don't act like you're concerned about the Everglades because we got to get rid of the pythons. Hey, you know what? I'll take you seriously when you guys start holding Big Sugar accountable. You know, that is the cause of all the algae bloom because they basically have built a wall around Lake Okeechobee where the water can't run from Lake Okeechobee down into the Everglades because they're using the water for the sugarcane plants. So, yeah, don't act like, oh, we're going to get rid of some pythons, because guess what? The pythons aren't lining your pockets with money to get reelected, but Big Sugar is. And I'm not just saying this about Ron DeSantis. None of the governors of the state of Florida have done anything to help recover and restore the Everglades. And without the Everglades, I tell people this, the biggest resource that we have here in the state of Florida is our water. People come here for the water, and if we don't have clean water, we don't have anything. But I also agree, we got to get rid of the pythons. And I always thought that it was because of this, and I'll get into it here in a few minutes. I'm going to play the story, but I want to go down and do this. Like, I wonder if it's too late for me to sign up, because I got to tell you, that would be some great content. A lot of people are like, oh, I'm afraid of a python. No, you go down there with somebody else. I got to tell you, if I was going to pick anybody, I'm picking Vulture. Vulture is a goddamn Marine. He is a naval guy. And trust me, if anybody's going into battle with me, this guy has been in real war zones. I would have no hesitation at all going down to the Everglades and hunting pythons with Vulture. Yes, I would do it in a second.
It's almost that time of year again. Time to bring out the gloves and put away any fears. It's almost time for the Florida Python Challenge.
The python can get 20 feet long and weigh 200 pounds.
I've heard some people describe what the pythons have done to the ecosystem in the Everglades. People used to say you used to be able to go to the Everglades. You would hear birds. You would hear stuff rustling through the forage. All that types of stuff. You would see all types of animals. And they said it's like a barren wasteland now. I'm sure that there are still some of them, but it's not as plentiful as it used to be because guess what? The pythons are eating everything. They're even eating our alligators. I know all of you guys have seen that big-ass picture of the python that killed the gator, swallowed it, but bit off more than he can chew. That shows you how big and how devastating these pythons are, because he ate the alligator and the alligator was too big for him. The python's stomach exploded. The python killed himself by eating too much. That is gluttony if I have ever seen it.
And it becomes top of the food chain in the Everglades.
Not really. It's not really at the top of the food chain. Let me go in there, me and Vulture. Now, I got to talk to Vulture, but I'm telling you, my gun of choice, you don't want one of those single file or fire things, like one projectile. I'm going straight up 12-gauge, buckshot. Hell, I might even saw the barrel off just so I get a bigger spread. And I know that it's illegal, but come on, you let me get rid of these pythons for you. I would happily go down there and just kill them. And I hear you actually get paid for them. You get paid to go out and get rid of these pythons.
Top of the food chain, where it shouldn't be. The Burmese python are invasive.
If you go back to 1992, when Hurricane Andrews come through, there was three snake farms along bordering Everglades National Park got destroyed, and these snakes got into the Everglades, and they've multiplied.
Oh, my God. I was actually right. I theorized why I thought that the Burmese python was down in the Everglades, and just go back to yesterday's show. If you did not listen to yesterday's show, listen to the segment where I talked about the iguanas, and I told you, I thought it was all because of Hurricane Andrew back in 1992, and all the people having pet stores, zoos, these people that sell lizards, snakes, any of the cold-blooded animals, and it is that is the reason. I was just throwing a shot in the dark there. Maybe I read it somewhere and it was just stuck somewhere in my mind palace. Yeah, that's what I call my brain. You got to form a mind palace if you want to have better memory. You have to visualize where you put things visually, because if you visualize where you put them in your mind, they're easier to find. I know that sounds dumb, but I've been doing it for a while. And you got to remember, I've had a lot of head injuries, so I do forget things. Things go missing just like a pair of socks or the TV remote in my mind palace all the time.
We rarely see rabbits, raccoons, and other small mammals anymore in the park. And this trips the environment off balance.
Governor Ron DeSantis made a stop in the Everglades on Thursday to help kick off the Python Challenge, which starts on July 9th. It's a 10-day challenge until July 18th.
FWC had a record year for python removal in 2020. It was about a 35% increase in the number of pythons year over.
I don't want you to think that I do not do it. I say every once in a while, but what I'm doing is just random thoughts off the top of my head. I'm just speaking to you like a person. Have you ever noticed how much Ron DeSantis says the word And he's actually reading off of a piece of paper. This is all written. None of these politicians think from the heart or speak from the heart or just get up there and talk. All this stuff is actually written for them. And is he just that bad of a reader? Or does he just lose his thought, train of thought? Because every other word is It's just, you want some more from your leader. I know just because you're a public speaker doesn't make you a great leader, but it also does help. I mean, look at the movie The King's Speech. You know, Queen Elizabeth's father had a horrible stuttering problem, and they wouldn't let him do any public appearances when he became king, and then he had to give that wartime speech. I don't know how much of that was true. I don't know if that was all Hollywood. But yes, you want your leaders to be great speakers. You want them to be able to fire up all the citizens of your country. But we don't want some guy that's just say, this is a prepared speech for you. You should be able to read, my friend.
For year.
There are cash prizes for the most and longest snakes in both the professional and novice categories. But it's also about education, learning about the invasive snake and how to help get rid of them. Catching these massive snakes is not for the faint of heart.
Hold it tight. You can feel those back jaw bones. Yep. Hold it tight.
But hey, even this novice reporter could do it.
And I got to tell you, this reporter is really attractive. And I got to tell you, woman is... See, that's the thing about it. You want a woman with small hands. And the reason... And a lot of people, why do you want a woman with small hands? Come on, people. Think about it, guys. Why would you want a woman with small hands? Because it makes your penis look bigger when it's in her hands. I'm just saying, I'm not trying to shock jock you, which I know I say every single day, but man, you know that the program directors behind the scenes were like, all right, all our male audience, we want to get this big, long, girthy snake in the hands of the reporter. I see what you guys are doing. I respect it, but I know your tricks.
We got it! So there you have it. If I can do it, so can you. If you want to register for the Florida Python Challenge, head to flpythonchallenge.org. In the Everglades, I'm Brooke Schaefer, CBS 4 News.
Hey, Brooke, if you and your tiny hands are ever up in Central Florida, give me a holler. Tweet at me, at Tuttle, Tuttle with two Ds, T-U-D-D-L-E, or you can email me, tuttle@gmail.com, or, hey, voicemail. 407-270-3044. Going to take a quick break. Be back in a few minutes to wrap up the show. You are listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
Orlando Weekly. Best of Orlando. Write the Tuttle Daily Podcast in the category for best podcast not on the radio. Visit Tuttle.net, where you'll find a direct link, so you can't complain that it's too complicated. And if you don't live in Orlando, no problem. If you're a supporter of the show from anywhere around the world, you can vote too.
Wish you could have just flown and had your vehicle arrive a day or two later, so you can enjoy more time doing what's important to you? Well, you can. Just give Starfire Transport a call. Let the professionals do the driving while you're flying. Starfire Transport specializes in RV and auto transport. They'll also haul watercraft from boats to PWCs, cargo trailers, and more. Service available throughout the continental United States. So don't wait. Call Brian today at 574-349-4193 or 989-751-6106 for your next move. 10% off for veterans past or present. Also, make sure to tell them Tuttle sent you for an additional discount. That's Starfire Transport. Want to support the show? Go to paypal.me/Tuttle on the radio.
Welcome back to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Last segment of today's show. Want to apologize about the show being out later than usual. Just like I told you at the beginning of the show, I've been having to do a lot of stuff. Been having to run a lot of errands, having to just take care of everything and try to be strong for my mom and do this podcast and just deal with all the other drama I have not talked about. Maybe I eventually will. I don't even know if it's drama. To the point now where I'm just letting it go. I'm letting it roll off my back like water off of a duck. And I'm not going to badmouth anybody. I'm not going to badmouth people. Just not going to do it anymore. I know that probably, Toto, you're going soft. No, I'm not going soft. I'm not going soft. But like yesterday. And I've never been the type of guy. I do not beg for money. I like to earn everything that I get in my life. And I didn't do this, but it was one of my sponsors, Scott York, and my producer, Vulture. They created a GoFundMe. Now, I wouldn't have done that because one of the reasons being, I just wouldn't have done it. It's just me. But I also want to let you know that I am very, very grateful for everybody that donated to it. All the money is going to be very well used correctly. And some of the money went to pay for the cremation fees because Dad did not want to be buried, didn't want a service. He just wanted to be cremated. I can't believe how expensive it is. It also sucks that you're dropping money for somebody to burn up your loved one. And I know that it's got to be done. Does it really cost that much? Because I can get a really, really hot fire. And I don't know if you can hear the rain. It is actually pouring. The rainy season has officially begun in the state of Florida. But I had to do that yesterday. And the rest of the money is going to my mom to be able to pay rent for the next couple of months because, hell, you lose your Social Security when that stuff happens. When you get a loved one, you don't lose all of it, but you do lose some of it. God damn, this rain is horrible. Anyways, I just wanted to thank everybody that donated and helped us out. It was really, really great. I appreciate the help financially. I mean, I'd rather have my dad than the money, but it's going to help out my mom. It's going to help out me. Well, it's not going to help out me. It's going to take a lot of stress off of me, which it is kind of helping me. So I just want to tell you guys I love every single one of you. Hope you guys enjoyed today's show. Hope you guys have a great weekend, and I will talk to you on Monday.
And that's the show for today. Thanks for listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hey, don't be a dickhead. Do us a favor. Like, share, and subscribe to the show. Also, check out the Tuttle category at 315live.com. The Tuttle Daily Podcast is brought to you by Starfire Transport, StitchYouUp.com, and PocketPearClub.com. Special thanks to show producer Vulture and co-host Siroc. Show voiceover service is brought to you by JCVoiceover.com and The Little Cheese Show. Download and subscribe to The Little Cheese Show everywhere podcasts are found. If you want to help support the show, go to paypal.me/TuttleOnTheRadio. You have something you want to say? Tuttle@gmail.com. Or leave a voicemail at 407-270-3044. To follow all Tuttle's social media, go to Tuttle.net. That's Tuttle with two Ds .net. Thanks again for all your support, and we'll see you tomorrow on the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
A society grows great when old men plant trees, the shade of which they know they will never sit in. Good people do things for other people. That's it, the end.